Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to go on an adventure?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. You've come to the right place today. Today's topic is travel.
And our title is Travel to Italy. Travel to Italy. Peter, what did we learn yesterday?
We had a guest on the show named Tanya. She told us about the art, the food, and the people of Italy.
Yeah, and she also told us about a famous museum in Florence. The paintings there are wonderful, but it is very crowded.
Yes. In fact, many people like Italian artists. During that time, Italian artists changed the way people paint. And Italian artists have made some of the most famous works of art.
Millions of people travel to Italy every year to see the art there. And of course, enjoy the delicious restaurants too.
I loved the food there so much.
Oh yeah, you have gone to Italy before. Well, today we talk about some cities in Italy. Rome, Milan, Florence, and Venice. Well, let's begin. But first, let's see those keywords from Christina.
Hello, 每一年都有数以百万计的人到意大利去观光。Millions of people travel to Italy every year. 名词 million 就是百万。如果去到罗马，建议你去看看特莱维喷泉。游客都会丢铜板到池子里许愿。铜板或硬币就是 coin。You can throw a coin in the fountain. 许愿就是片语 make a wish. 名词 wish 就是愿望心愿。You can throw a coin and make a wish. 如果到佛罗伦斯去的话可以去参观一下 Giotto's Tower. 名词 tower 指的是塔。这里事实上是一个钟塔或者说是钟楼。爬上钟楼就可以欣赏美丽的城市景观。You can get a beautiful view of the city. 还有很多人喜欢到威尼斯的圣马可广场去喂鸽子。名词 pigeon 就是鸽子。You can feed the pigeons there. 喂完鸽子之后可以搭乘威尼斯运河上的小船。欣赏这个著名的水都 take a gondola ride on the city's canals. Canal 就是运河或是河道。
Millions of people travel to Italy every year. It's the third most popular country in Europe for foreign visitors. Why do people travel to Italy? They love the fashion, the food, the art, the buildings, and the history. There are many things to see in Italy.Visitors should not miss these four great cities, Rome, Milan, Florence, and Venice.
Millions of people travel to Italy every year. That is a lot of people. How many people live in Taiwan?
About 23 million people. That's a lot of people.But why do people travel to Italy? It's the third most popular country to visit in Europe.
That's a great question, Peter. But you also said a very good sentence, and I think Christina would like to talk about it right now.
意大利在全欧洲是最受外国旅客欢迎的第三名。It's the third most popular country in Europe for foreign visitors. 我们特别来看一下 the third most popular country, 第三受欢迎的国家。所以它的表达方式是第几名加上最高级形容词。比如全世界跑第二快的车就是 the second fastest car in the world. 她是这个城市里第三有钱的女人。She is the third richest woman in the city. 或者某个城市被列为亚洲最佳城市的第八名。It's the eighth best city in Asia. 注意到了吗？写法就是先写第几名，再加上最高级形容词。
Thanks, Christina. So Italy is the third most popular country because people love the fashion, the food, the art, the buildings, and the history.
Hey, Peter, did you say fashion? I love Italian fashion. Many Italian designers are from cities like Milan. Have you heard of Prada or Versace? They are from Italy.
Well, I love the buildings. I even took a class on the buildings from Rome and Italy in college. It was one of my favorite classes.
Wow, very interesting. Well, of course, I like the food. Their food changed many others' countries' cuisine.
That's right. And don't forget about the history. Remember Western culture, where we're from? Well, Rome changed everything. This is a very important country.
That's right. And that's good that you mentioned Rome. This is a very important city in history. And we will talk about it in the next part. Here's part two.
In Rome, you can see the treasures in the Vatican Museums and St. Peter's Basilica. After that, plan to visit the Trevi Fountain. Remember to throw a coin in the fountain and make two wishes. The first one can be anything. The second is to return to the city one day. Then, buy a gelato from one of the nearby shops. It's delicious.
In Rome, you can see the treasures in the Vatican Museums and St. Peter's Basilica.
What does the lesson mean by treasures?
Well, these are very valuable and important things, either because they're actually very expensive or important from history.
Yeah, and you have been to the Vatican, right? And hey, there is a building named after you too. Peter, St. Peter's Basilica, basically Basil.
St. Peter's Basilica. If anything, I am named after St. Peter, not the other way around. Now, this is a famous church. This is where the Pope lives, and the Vatican is the capital for the Catholic Church.
So after visiting the church, where should we go next?
After that, plan a visit to the Trevi Fountain. Remember to throw a coin in the fountain and make a wish.
Hey, we can make two wishes.
Okay, I wish I could fly and I wish I could catch today's
calendar phrase.
Make two wishes.
Make two wishes.
许两个愿。
Hello! I am the good fairy.
Wow! Will you give us each a wish?
Yes, you may each have a wish. Make two wishes.
Will the wishes come true?
Yes, make two wishes.
Can we ask for anything?
Yes, make two wishes.
Well, okay. I'm thinking.
I wish you would hurry.
I wish you would be quiet.
Oh, well, that was easy. What strange wishes. Goodbye.
It's all your fault.
No.
Make two wishes.
Make two wishes.
许两个愿。
Do you ever want to make a wish? Maybe you can think about one as we learn more about this phrase with Christina.
到了罗马去旅游，一定要来到了特莱维喷泉，丢一枚硬币，许两个愿望。 Remember to throw a coin in the fountain and make two wishes. 英文的许愿就是 make a wish, 动词要用 make。除了在许愿池许愿之外，我们最常在切生日蛋糕前许愿，所以你可以说 blow the candles and make three wishes, 吹蜡烛然后许三个愿望。所以名词 wish 是愿望的意思，它其实也可以表达祝福的意思。你可以说 I give my best wishes to you, 对你献上我最美好的祝福。也可以说 You have my best wishes,这都是对人献上祝福的说法。
So you can have two wishes at this fountain. One is anything you want, and the other, of course, is to come back to the city one day.
That's great. Well, right now it's time for us to take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.There are a lot of delicious foods and desserts in Italy, especially gelato. Did you eat that?
Yes, I did. This is like Italian ice cream, but it doesn't use cream. It usually uses fruit. Oh, it's delicious, and the place to eat it in Rome is on the Spanish Stairs.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. Now I'm feeling like a cup of gelato.All right, well, let's learn more about Italy. Here's part three.
Visit the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. You should also climb Giotto's Tower for a beautiful view of the city. In Venice, visit St. Mark's Square. Admire the beautiful Basilica and Clock Tower. And feed the pigeons.After that, take a gondola ride on the city's canals. In Milan, you can go shopping at Galleria Vittorio Emanuele. It's one of the oldest and most beautiful shopping malls. What are you waiting for? Plan a trip to Italy today.
We have now left the great city of Rome, and we are now in Florence.I wish we could stay longer. There is so much to do there.
Yes, there is. Now, one thing you should do is climb Giotto's Tower. There you can have a beautiful view of the city.
Oh, have you climbed this tower, Peter?
Yes. I remember there were a lot of stairs. Oh, by the way, it's just right here. And the view is amazing. I could barely see my mom waiting for us down by the piazza.
Oh, she didn't want to go up with you?
No, she's afraid of heights.
Oh, well, I bet she liked Venice a lot more. Well, there you can take a gondola ride on the city's canals.
What a great idea. And I think it's a good idea to visit Rebecca for more about today's grammar points.
Hey friends, it's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point. And everyone says, yay! Well, if you want to tell someone to take a ride somewhere, you can use this grammar point. For example, take a car ride in the countryside. Or take a bus ride to the library. You can do this, so don't be afraid to...Use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. In Venice, you should visit St. Mark's Square. This is one of the most famous places in the world.
There you can admire the beautiful Basilica and Clock Tower and feed the pigeons.
Ew, pigeons are gross. The city is full of them.
Okay, maybe, but it is still fun.The pigeons land on your shoulders and on your hands.
You know what? Maybe I'll skip this one and go shopping. Venice is a great place for that.
That's right. It has the oldest, some of the oldest and most beautiful malls on the planet.
Yes, they do. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Million. Million. Millions of people live in the city.
Coin. Coin. He bought the food with a few coins.
Wish. Wish. Did you make a birthday wish?
Tower. Tower. There is a clock in the tower.
Pigeon. Pigeon. The pigeons flew up into the sky.
Canal. Canal. There is a lot of water in the canal. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Millions of people travel to Italy every year. It's the third most popular country in Europe for foreign visitors. Why do people travel to Italy? They love the fashion, the food, the art, the buildings, and the history. There are many things to see in Italy. Visitors should not miss these four great cities: Rome, Milan, Florence, and Venice. In Rome, you can see the treasures in the Vatican Museums and St. Peter's Basilica. After that, plan to visit the Trevi Fountain. Remember to throw a coin in the fountain and make two wishes. The first one can be anything. The second is to return to the city one day. Then, buy a gelato from one of the nearby shops. It's delicious. Visit the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. You should also climb Giotto's Tower for a beautiful view of the city. In Venice, visit St. Mark's Square. Admire the beautiful basilica and clock tower. And feed the pigeons. After that, take a gondola ride on the city's canals. In Milan, you could go shopping at Galleria Vittorio Emanuele. It's one of the oldest and most beautiful shopping malls. What are you waiting for? Plan a trip to Italy today.
Did you know millions of people travel to Italy every year?
Woo-hoo! It must be a popular place.
It is.
Why do people travel there?
They love the fashion, the food, the art, the building, and the history.
Wow! There are many things to see in Italy.
You can throw a coin in a fountain and make two wishes.
Wow! Really? Ooh. What would you wish for?
I would wish to return to the city once again.
Oh!
What would you wish for?
I would wish for a million...
$1 million?
No, 1 million bananas.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Money's much better.
Buongiorno, miei amici.
Hello friends, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Today, I'm reading about Italy. Why? Because I want to take a trip there one day. Italy is a country full of history and culture. And besides, it has a lot of great food like pizza, spaghetti, lasagna, and tiramisu. Yum! What about you? Would you like to take a trip to Italy? I think it would be fun.
don't you?
Italy is a country in Europe. People have lived there for thousands of years, so there's a lot of history and culture to be explored. There are many famous cities in Italy. One of the most famous is Rome. Rome is the capital of Italy, and at one time in history, it had one of the most powerful governments in the world. There are many famous sites in Rome like the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain, and the Spanish Steps. Inside Rome, there's a special place called Vatican City. Even though Vatican City is inside Rome, it is actually its own country. It is the smallest country in the world. Vatican City is ruled by the Pope and the Catholic Church. Inside Vatican City is the Vatican Museum. Inside it is the Sistine Chapel. The Sistine Chapel has one of the most famous ceilings in the world. It was painted by the famous artist Michelangelo. Have you ever heard of the Floating City? Venice is another famous city in Italy. It is a city surrounded by water. There are many bridges and canals in the city. One of the most popular ways to travel around Venice is in a special boat called a gondola. If you ever go to Italy, it will be a trip to remember. So remember to bring your camera.
Wow! Italy sounds like a really amazing place. I definitely need to take a trip there one day. But in the meantime, I think I'll just have to visit an Italian restaurant and enjoy some Italian food. Thanks for visiting today, friends. I'll see you next time.
Oh, I want to go back to Venice. I want to go to Rome again. Oh, this has been a great lesson, but now I just want to go to Italy again.
I know, me too. Look how beautiful it is. And look at the buildings and the people. It looks amazing. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today's show as much as we did. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.